hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, thank you. I guess I'm going to have to hold this. Good morning and welcome to Jenkins Cumberland Presbyterian Church. Okay, now you can hear me. Good morning and welcome to Jenkins Cumberland Presbyterian Church. I know we have a lot of first-time visitors. They got finished with Vacation Bible School this week, and so pretty much, you know, that's why we have all these youngsters up here, and Miss Kelly's going to be telling us all about that a little bit later on. First, we would like to get to any of the... If you're a first-time visitor and never been with us before, and you are the parent of one of the VBS children, I want you to stand up so we can see who you are. Okay, we're going to start over here. Let's be quiet. Go ahead. Kristen and... Hi, Graham. Okay. Okay, great to have you. Okay. And that's right. Well, thank you very much for coming. Okay. We have several things. I want to remind the parents and some of you VBS kids, if you are 5 years old through the fifth grade, we are having Kids for Christ tonight at 5 o'clock. We'll have some great food, a fun activity, and story time. And also, the youth mission trip meeting is tonight at 5:30.
It says 5 in the bulletin.
Okay, so if you're going on the mission trip to Bethel College, they're having a meeting tonight between 5 and 5:30. How's that? Okay? Are there any other general announcements? Jonna? Yes, thank you. Okay. I'd like to say that we're glad to have Larry and my Travis back from the trip to Arkansas. And Travis will have a presentation next week. They went to Hot Springs, Arkansas for the Presbyterian meeting.
General Assembly,
excuse me. Anyway, Travis had a great time, although the group he was riding with didn't have as good a luck with transportation as Larry did. They broke down twice. But nevertheless, he made it back, and I think I'm glad to have him back anyway. Okay. We'd like to move on to the prayer request. Our sympathy is extended to Larry on the loss of his mother.
He passed away early yesterday morning. Somebody asked, was the call system still in place. We chose to wait till this morning, but we knew to have the larger group of the church together, and because it was get on the phone and make about 10 phone calls and then everybody else. So we thought we could do it this morning. The visitation is in Columbus, Mississippi tonight. The funeral is tomorrow in Columbus, and be buried out in the country near Alabama line. But anyhow, that's, we're planning to leave after this service. There's another aspect of this service we call your attention to, that one reason we did not go on and leave you to take care of this yourself. We were scheduled to baptize our newest grandson this morning. He is, what, 5 weeks old? And we had planned this and wanted to make it a part of the Bible school celebration, too. And we thought it would be of interest, or hope it would be of interest to these children. And so we'll have opportunity to pray for him in that aspect of the service. There is a bulletin insert, and we think it's been beneficial. It really explains most every thought that I have about infant baptism or baptism of infants. And so some people wonder about that. And I think the insert will share the Presbyterians, the Reformed Church's position on that. Thank you.
Is there any other prayer request? Yeah, ma'am. Linda. Jennifer.
The right.
The rain.
Pray for the rain.
Okay, Tracy? Are there any others? Oh, yes. Okay, Joe, thank you. Please remember to write the names down on the cards and put it in the offering plate. That way we get the correct spelling and know who wanted to put them on the prayer list. Are there any others? If not, we'll pause for a moment of silent prayer while we are preparing our minds for worship. Amen. Okay, we're going to move on to the call for worship. It is responsive and is in your bulletin. And Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us.
Thus says the high and exalted one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy.
I dwell in a high and holy place, but I also live with those who are broken and humble in spirit.
To revive the spirit of the humble,
to restore the courage of the broken.
Thank you for permitting us this week through Kelly and the workers with her and these children to allow you to do a great thing in this congregation, in the lives of these children and these parents and these teenagers who work together and all of those participating. And Lord, we know that you're doing a great thing right here as we have assembled in your name. Thank you for this privilege of being in your presence and experiencing a great gift from you as we share together and how you have touched lives of precious children. Thank you, and we pray in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Now let us express our faith through the Apostles' Creed. Debbie will lead us.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in
Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, of the body and the life everlasting. Amen. In your bulletin concerning a service of baptism. Also in your bulletin it says baptism, the insert. If the maternal grandmother will come forward, and then the paternal grandparent will come forward. And I happen to be the maternal grandfather, so I'm already here. And then we will invite the mother and the father and the little brother and favorite aunt. Some say, where do you get baptism for infants? And one place is baptism in the New Testament, what circumcision was in the Old Testament. Jesus, at 8 days old, was taken to the temple for the service of circumcision. Christians don't practice that rite or that as a sacrament, but we do practice baptism. In Joshua, when Joshua committed himself to the Lord, he committed himself and his family. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I believe it's the 16th chapter of the book of Acts, where the Philippian jailer was converted. He was saved. His life was saved, and he committed his life to the Lord Jesus Christ under the leadership of Paul, possibly much out of fear, because he was a jailer and he thought his prisoners had escaped, but they had not. They had stayed with him. And when commitment was made, the scripture is careful to say the jailer and his household were taken and blessed and baptized. Now, we assume, we may be assuming a lot, but we assume that there was very possibly some small children in that family. And that's just one place. We see children as being born into God's family, especially for Christian people. And if you will follow with me, this insert that you have here, I believe it will explain if you have some questions about it. And actually, my daughter asked that I would give a little message about that. So that's my little message about that, I guess. And another day, we'll go into much, much more detail if you are so interested. Baptism is a sacrament of life and death. It's a sacrament because it is an act in which God's power is especially present. The Holy Spirit's work has been evident in the lives of this child's parents and in his life already. In response to that work, the work of the Holy Spirit, Thatcher's parents respond in presenting this child for baptism. God loved Thatcher Allen Groves before he was born. Psalm 139:13 states, "For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." But baptism marks Thatcher as a Christian disciple and initiates him into the family of Jesus Christ here and throughout the world. Baptism is also about life and death. Water means being revived, cleansed, refreshed, brought to life. And as we have the offering of a prayer of thanks for the water that came this week, we can think of the refreshingness of the water that came. On our way to Hot Springs Monday evening, we ran through a rainstorm that was a little bit frightening on some of the curvy Arkansas roads, but also very refreshing. Baptism says that we must die to any life in which we own or control by another person, be it child, parent, husband, wife, partner, or friend. We must die to a life of fear for our lives, our status, our position. When we die to that life, we can be resurrected to living life through and beyond every obstacle. We want that kind of death and life for Thatcher. We as a church do. You as a family do. That is why today we make a covenant, a promise. We promise each other. We promise Thatcher, and we promise God that we will keep each other in care. We will help each other. We will support each other through every crucifixion on to every resurrection. Ready to make that promise, we now ask you, Jamie and Susan, as parents, to hear the baptismal charge. The baptizing of infants has special significance in celebrating the sacrament with those who are so small and unknowing. We are reminded that God's love comes to us without our knowing it, before we are aware of it, and sometimes over our indifference or resistance. God accepts us in the same way that we accept this child, simply because we are human beings, not because of anything we have accomplished or achieved. For your vow, Jamie and Susan. Jamie and Susan, as you present your child for holy baptism, do you affirm your faith in Jesus of Nazareth as sovereign and Savior? As persons of faith who believe that the fullness of life is found in the freedom offered by Christ, are you prepared to accept the responsibilities and privileges of Christian parenthood? Will you love and serve others? Will you help your child in understanding the Christian faith and teach him the Holy Scriptures in order that he might come to know and worship God? Will you endeavor to keep Thatcher within the ministry and guidance of the church? Do you agree that when he comes to the age of decision, you will encourage him to accept for himself the gift of freedom in life instituted by Jesus and be confirmed as a full and responsible member of Christ's holy church, realizing that it will be his decision. Family, friends of the congregation of Jenkins Cumberland Presbyterian Church, do you agree to offer Thatcher care and love and to act as a special representative of the Church Universal in extending its concern and support? If so, say we do. Let us pray. Eternal God, your mighty acts of salvation have been made known through water. From the moving of your Spirit upon the waters of creation, to the deliverance of your people through the flood and through the Red Sea, in the fullness of time you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of the womb, baptized by John, anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection. Lord God, we pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water, and he who receives it, clothe him in righteousness throughout his life. Amen. Gift of God to our family and to this congregation. I wasn't about to drop in. I was about to drop in. This is Pastor Pratt. What is the name you have given to your child? Pastor Allen Grove, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Could we sing together number 259? pray. Oh God, it is our prayer that Thatcher will come to know the joy, as well as the suffering, of being concerned about those he meets. That he will see each person worthy of dignity and acceptance. We hope for him a growth into fuller and deeper levels of humanity as expressed through Jesus. We pray that Thatcher will live in a world where justice is increased and where violence is decreased as a way to settle differences. Our hope is that Thatcher will understand that you alone can give life meaning and purpose and direction, O God, and that he will be on his knees before you with words of thanksgiving and on his feet for you with deeds of love. This is our prayer. Amen. Family, friends, congregation, we commend Thatcher to your love and care, whom we this day recognize as a member of the family of God. Will you endeavor so to live that he may grow in the knowledge and the love of God through Jesus Christ? Do you respond?
Our offertory sentence this morning is from Matthew 25:3. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. For the ushers, please come forward.
Let us pray. Lord God, you have called us to be your servants. You have called us to be good servants and faithful servants. One aspect of servanthood is to be good stewards of that which you have entrusted us with. Thank you for a privilege of returning a portion to you. And Lord, we pray for your direction, that this portion will be used for your honor, for your glory, the advancement of your kingdom. In Christ's name, amen.
am I all in all? Seeking you as a precious jewel, would I give up, I'd be a fool. You are my